I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday night in Recital Hall, Jonathan Biss comes back to Bloomington for a very special concert with music of Haydn, Kurtag, Beethoven, and Schumann. Jonathan's our guest. Jonathan, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Now, I notice on your program Haydn, of course, Beethoven, Schumann. Tell us a little bit about Kurtag.
Yeah, Kurtag has been a great passion of mine for the last 2 years. He's a Hungarian composer. I would say he's in his early 80s now, who I first came across when I was 16 at Marlboro. He was the composer in residence in Marlboro that summer, and he made a huge impression on me, not only his music, but he's, I would say, one of the most complete musicians I know, and he was there actually not just supervising performances of his own pieces, but also giving master classes on Beethoven and Bartok string quartets, which were really some of the more memorable musical experiences I've ever had in my life. So since then, I've always sort of had it in my mind that I wanted to have more contact with him and to play some of his music, and I've been doing a lot of that this year. And these pieces, these really tiny, tiny miniatures which I'm playing, which are taken from I think it's a 7-volume work called Games, Játékok, in my badly pronounced Hungarian. They're incredibly beautiful. I mean, he has one of the most amazing ears for sonorities on the piano of any composer I've ever played. Playing his music, I just find the piano creating sounds that I never really imagined possible, which is, it's nice. You know, I've played the piano most of my life. It's nice to be surprised by its capabilities.
Surprises indeed. We do have to note that you're continuing your campaign to bring Schumann the recognition that he deserves with the performance of a piece that you care deeply about, the Kreisleriana.
Yeah, that's a lifelong campaign, and it's definitely going to be very loaded for me to come and play Kreisleriana in that recital because, you know, I studied that piece in my Bloomington years, so it's a piece which has all kinds of life associations for me, you know, with that time of my life. But, you know, like all of the greatest pieces that I've played, you know, coming back to it is always so interesting because you find that as you change and evolve as a person and a musician, the piece changes with you. And I've played Kreisleriana probably 4 sets of times. You know, there have been 4 sets of performances since I was 15 or whatever I was when I learned it. And it's always different. I mean, it really has taken on so many new meanings. There's so many new feelings that I find in it as well. And again, that's for me really the sign of the greatest pieces, that they live with you and that you never run out of new things that you hear in them and that you feel about them. I adore Kreisleriana. There's really nothing else I can say about it.
Jonathan, you're very busy both in chamber work and also in soloists with orchestra. This is a special scholarship benefit concert on Friday for the Summer Piano Academy. Any thought toward a regular teaching approach for you?
Regular, not at this point. I mean, it's something I can imagine down the road, but I do give master classes. In fact, I'm giving a master class as part of my stint in Bloomington this time, and I love doing that. The joke that I often make at the end of them is that I don't know if students learned anything, but I did. I find that it's really incredibly enlightening to be forced to articulate your ideas about music and to be forced to address, you know, in a brief period, the issues that you think are the most important. Often I find that it's crystallized an idea that I had about a piece of music. So I love doing that, and it always makes me feel more grateful and more in admiration of the great teachers that I had, because it's so hard. It's really hard to teach well.
We've been talking to Jonathan Biss. He comes to Bloomington for a concert on Friday the 3rd and a masterclass prior to that. He'll be performing a Haydn sonata, music by Kurtag, Beethoven sonata, and the Schumann Kreisleriana. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.